When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 28th edition. Told you guys we'd have a good slate for you after that wonderful Monday action. We have 13 games on Tuesday for you with some really good pitching, some nice offense to attack, all the good stuff and things you're looking for to get your DFS lineups for the last week of the MLB season. First off, some housekeeping. Check me out on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, I'm either there or in the free Fantasy Degens Discord channel. So check me out at either one of those locations, and I'll help you out the best I can. Also, check out my written content at rotoballer.com Monday through Friday, MLB DFS. Saturday, the NFL DFS cash game values of the week. And since baseball season's over, my waiver wire article comes to an end on Sunday. So that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Last but not least, if you give a rate and review on iTunes, I truly appreciate it for MLB DFS Quick Hits and for Bench with Bubba, your season-long fantasy baseball content, which does not stop as we're already talking 2022 baseball season. So come over there and check us out as well. Also, Prize Picks, prizepicks.com, Prize Picks in your app store. It's a really fun way to make prop bets meets fantasy sports all in one. There's multiple sports, 2 to 5 bets, mix and match sports, all the same sports, whatever floats your boat. Lots and lots of funds. You can play them kind of as a full-on parlay or do some flex betting with them. All kinds of cool stuff at Prize Picks. They do all kinds of cool deals. Like this last week, Kyler Murray, 10% of his passing yards, a special deal for a half hour. Russell Wilson, stuff like that. So they do things all the time to get your interest, to have some fun over there at Prize Picks. Come check it out. Use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, for your first-time deposit match up to $100. If you want to get some picks, we drop them in the Fantasy Degens Discord as well. All right, 13 games on a Monday for you. Let's get crack-a-lackin' for you. The pitching on this slate starts off with Zach Wheeler, 10-5 at the Atlanta Braves. Wheeler's been nothing but consistent this season. 4 straight starts at 21 or more points coming in here. Five of his last 6 at 21 or more points. He goes 6 innings in all but one of those starts. 1 run or less in 4 straight starts, and more importantly, 6 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. He's been very, very effective, and now he takes on Atlanta Braves offense that in September, striking out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They are hitting .261 with a .234 ISO, which is terrifying, but they're striking out quite a bit. And when you look at it, Wheeler has pitched well against Atlanta this season. So definitely a guy you can take a look at in this matchup. I think he'll get overlooked on this slate because there's a lot of really good cheaper options. So if you want to pay for Zach Wheeler and get him at low ownership, could be quite the play for you. Chris Sale, $9,400 at the Baltimore Orioles. Sale came back after being on the COVID IL, threw 89 pitches against the Mets, looked outstanding, 5 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks. Faced Baltimore prior to that, 5 innings, 1 or only 1K. The 1K is what got him in trouble there. But otherwise, he's been great. He faced Baltimore when he first came back from Tommy John surgery, 5 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks for 24 DK points. So Sale at $9,400, you get 100% go back to Baltimore striking out 25% of the time versus lefties. They are in .270 with a .167 ISO, but those strikeouts are premium against the Baltimore Orioles. If you want to go some Chris Sale on that action, no problem at all at $9,400. A little bit cheaper, you got Chucky Morton at $9,200 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. Morton's always overlooked. Time and time again, he's overlooked. He's got you 19 or more DK points in 4 of his last 5 starts, in basically 8 of his last 10 starts. 9 of his last 10 has 18 or more. He's been absolutely outstanding, pretty much 5 innings or more, 3 runs or less, and he's getting you 6-plus strikeouts more often than not out there, which is the big kicker for his overall production. Now he takes on the Philadelphia Phillies, an offense that's striking out 21% of the time versus righties, hitting .260 with a .188 ISO in the month of September. Makes it a little dicey, but at the same time, I like Morton quite a bit. Always comes in overlooked on these slates. So Morton slides in there at 92. I think people will go, oh, he's too pricey. You got Sale at 94. You got some other guys below him. So you get some nice, nice low-owned Charlie Morton here at $9,200. Walker Buehler, $9,100 at home against the San Diego Padres. Buehler's coming off 2 really rough starts at Colorado, at Cincinnati. I think I'll let both those slides. Was absolutely outstanding against the Padres. struggled against the Giants. So he struggled in Coors Field, at Great American Small Park, at the best team in baseball. I'll let those slide. They get that Padres team, 7 innings, 2 earned, 5 Ks. Prior to that, he was basically a 20-point machine. I'll let it slide. Faced the San Diego Padres team, striking out almost 21% of the time versus lefty or from righties in the month of September, hitting 249 with the 164 ISO. Getting Buehler at 10-1 is about a $1,000 discount compared to normal, so I like that one quite a bit. If you want to look at Walker Buehler at 91, you definitely can. Logan Webb, $8,900 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Webb's coming off his worst start in a long time at San Diego. Prior to that, though, and that was just the first inning, he could not locate at all. I was watching it and frustrated. The fact he got 4 innings out of it was very, very good. It's very, very impressive, actually. So we'll take that as it came. But prior to that, it was just a machine, Giants ace type stuff. So $8,900 against an Arizona Diamondbacks offense that is dreadful right now. Striking out 25% of the time versus righties, hitting 207, 147 ISO, 67 WRC plus. Jump right back on the Logan Webb bandwagon. Do not think twice about it. $8,900, very, very solid price tag. Jose Urquidy, $8,600 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Urquidy, 4 runs and 5 1/3, 3 Ks his last time out. I've always said it with Urquidy, the biggest problem is strikeouts. 3 Ks, 6 Ks, 2, 4, 0, 6, 5. It's like, which one are we getting, Urquidy? Since he's come back from the IL, he's given you 5 innings or more his last 2 starts, 4 runs or less in all 4 starts, but really only 1 good strikeout outing. That's been the biggest concern with Urquidy. Facing a Tampa Bay team now, striking out 20.5% of the time versus righties, hitting 231 with the 179 ISO. So if you want to go Urquidy, it is a discount at $8,600. Definitely something to consider. I'm not all in, but if he can find the strikeouts, that's a heck of a price tag at $8,600. Brady Singer was originally supposed to go on Monday. Jackson Coar got the start. Brady Singer moves to Tuesday. Brady Singer at $8,300 is a phenomenal play. Big, big fan of Brady Singer. He's gotten 5 innings or more in 4 of his last. He's gone 5 innings or more in 5 of his last 6 starts, 2 earned runs or less in 5 of his last 6 starts, and 17 or more points in 3 of his last 5 starts. The dude's getting your strikeouts like you're wanting to. He's got you 5 or more Ks in all 6 of those starts. He's been outstanding. Now you get a Cleveland Indians offense that you know you can take advantage of, striking out nearly 28% of the time versus righties, hitting 231 with the 141 ISO and 79 WRC plus. So Singer at 83 is a phenomenal value on this slate. Not much discounted pitching you like on this slate, but the one I will mention if you want to get freaky deaky is Kyle Freeland at home against the Washington Nationals. Yes, I said it. Kyle Freeland in Coors Field against the Washington Nationals. Faced the Dodgers his last time in Coors, 6 innings, 3 earned, 5 Ks. Not bad. And then his start part of that at Washington, 6 shutout innings, 7 Ks. He has 5 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4 starts. It's always a rough go in Coors from time to time, but you get a Washington National team striking out only 16% of the time versus lefties, which is probably surprising. They're hitting 275 with a 117 ISO and a 103 WRC plus. So if you really need to punt, you can go Kyle Freeland at 57. Otherwise, I would look for bats as my value on this slate. Recapping the pitchers I like tonight: Wheeler at 10.5, Sale at 94, Morton at 92, Buehler 91, Logan Webb at 89, and then like Urquidy, Wainwright are okay. Singer at 83, I like a lot. Then if you need to punt, you go Kyle Freeland. If I have to make just one lineup, I'm looking at like a Logan Webb, probably Buehler or Morton combo. Or if you want to go Webb and Singer to save some cash, you can as well. But those are the pitchers I'm looking at so far on this slate. All right, the bats on this slate, catcher's position for you. We got some pricey options. Not sure I'm going JTR or Will Smith on this slate. I might drop below the 5K range. You can look at Yosemite Grandal, who went deep again on Monday. He's facing the youngster O'Brien in Great American Small Park. He's first base catcher eligible at 48, so I don't mind him against O'Brien. He can take advantage of that. Look at Eric Haas, who had a nice little Monday for Detroit. He's catcher outfield eligible. He's 4,500 against Barnes, the lefty from Minnesota. So he's another pay-up spot if you want to go there. Otherwise, you can go below 4K and look for some more value on this slate. Elias Diaz is in Coors versus Patrick Corbin, which will be a great spot to target. Diaz is $3,800 versus Corbin. That's a really good value, all things considered. Yan Gomes at 37 versus Yusei Kikuchi. Kikuchi's been kind of a mess of late, so a really good spot to go to as well. Hyungjin Ryu's been another guy that's been a mess as well. So Gary Sanchez in tournaments at 35, I think it's a great price tag against Hyungjin Ryu. So again, if you don't want to pay up for the big dogs, this 3K range is loaded with opportunity. And guys like Gary Sanchez, really good tournament-type plays. With the lefty on the mound, Riley Adams might get the start for the Washington Nationals. He's only $3,200 in Coors Field, so he'd be another guy to take a peek at. Going to the low 3Ks and below now. Let's see. Yeah, let's go below 3K and see what we can come up with for you on this 13-game slate. If Ryan Jeffers gets to start for Minnesota, he's only 28 versus Tyler Alexander. He'd be a guy you could circle. Max Stassi's 27 versus Alexi. He could be in play for you as well. Otherwise, check your lineups. There will be definite options throughout the days when these lineups come out, because there's a lot of weird lineups you're going to see the rest of this week. First base position for you, Ladito's always in play, but Shohei Ohtani at 62, he's maybe starting to heat up. We'll see. But Joey Votto double-donged on Monday. He's 5,400 versus Ronaldo Lopez. Don't mind that at all. Josh Bell at 53 versus Freeland and Coors is definitely in play for you. Kyle Schwarber versus Zimmerman is very enticing in Baltimore at $4,900. That's a really good price tag for that matchup against Zimmerman at 4,900. Mentioned Yasmani Grandal already. You can go Jose Abreu against O'Brien of the Reds if you'd like at 4,500. Jonathan Scope against Barnes at 44 is a good value. He had a nice little Monday as well. So there's a good price point if you want to get some Detroit bats against Minnesota. They're pricier than usual, but in play. Nathaniel Lowe is 4,400 versus Pecky Naughton and the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So Lowe at 44 is not a bad look. Same with Andy Abanez. He's first base, third base eligible at 42 against Naughton. So a couple Texas bats for you at 44 and 42 to take a peek at. Below 4K, if Luke Voigt's in the lineup versus a lefty, we're always intrigued. But somehow CJ Cron's only $3,600 in Coors Field against Patrick Corbin. That is criminal. That is a great price tag at $3,600. CJ Cron is a phenomenal play on this slate. So is Miguel Sano at 36. It's a nice pivot off of Cron if you want. So is Jared Walsh at 36. All the same price as Cron. Good tournament pivots. Cron's the best play out of the three, but all really, really nice pivots at that price point. Going down farther, though, Bobby Bradley, if you're fading Singer, is 33. It's not bad, but Bobby Dalbec at 31 is a good value against Zimmerman. You can play Schwarber in the outfield, play Dalbec at first base, get two of the big power bats for Boston if you want. One at $4,900, and Bobby Dalbec's at 31. So nice little savings for some Bobby D on this slate. Matt Vierling at 37. We used him over the weekend when he was leading off. He went deep for Philadelphia. He's first base outfield eligible at 27. I'm not really the biggest let's fade Charlie Morton fan, but he is one of the better values below 3K just for his overall upside he brings to the plate with Vierling. Other than that, nothing else at first base. Second base position, Altuve is always in play. Trey Turner's not too shabby, but we'll go a little cheaper here. Brandon Lau, if you're fading Urquidy's, 5,200. Jonathan India had a monster Monday. He's 5K versus Ronaldo Lopez. Really good price point there. I like that a lot, actually. Whit Merrifield at 47. If you're fading Savale, that's not too shabby at 4,700. Cheaper options for you. You got Josh Harrison at 42. Gleyber Torres was priced up to 4K. Remember, for like a week or so, I kept saying he's 32, he's 33, he's 32, he's 33. Keep playing him. He's great. He's up to 4K now. And it's still not a bad price tag against Hungry Ryu if you're stacking. Tommy Listella is only 38. He's been rolling if you've been sticking with the game plan there. I like that a lot at $3,800 for Tommy Listella leading off for the Gigantes. So that's not a bad value at second base. Luis Garcia of the Nats at 34 is a really good value versus Freeland. He's been swinging a really, really good bat. So keep him in mind as well. Some, like, between Washington and Colorado, there's some serious value in Coors Field between Kyle Freeland and Patrick Corbin. So I like some chances there. Going below 3K, though, David Fletcher is there. He's been kind of a disappointment, to say the least. I'm not, like, running to go play David Fletcher. A lot of the guys that are down here, it'll really be dependent on who kind of surprises you and gets stuck in the lineup. Because there's guys down here, most of them don't play every day, though. So it kind of depends on who jumps out in the lineup. Third base position, J-Ram versus Singer at 59 is not too shabby. Neither is Mondesi at 56 if you're looking to pay up. But like at that point, I'd rather just pay 53 for Alex Bregman versus Michael Wacha. That's a really strong spot there. Chris Bryant's not bad at 51 versus Weaver. I'd personally rather have Bregman in that matchup. Rafael Devers at 49 is phenomenal against Zimmerman. Big, big fan of that one. Candelario's not too shabby at 47 versus Barnes either. You can go that direction as well. A few others to look at as you drop down to the low 4Ks. Josh Donaldson versus the lefty Alexander at 43 is a great price tag. Josh has been swinging a really good bat, especially against lefties this season. So keep him in mind. You got Matty Chapman at 43 versus Kikuchi. He's worth a gander for you. Mentioned it on Monday's show, Eugenio Suarez is on fire right now. Over the last like 14 games, hitting well over 300. Well, he went deep on Monday. So he's $4,100 versus Ronaldo Lopez. He'd be a guy I'd be looking at for some savings and a really good matchup there against Ronaldo Lopez, who was looking good when he's working out of the bullpen, but now that he's kind of going back to the rotation, getting hit around a bit again. So keep that in mind. But Suarez at 41, not too shabby. Yoan Moncada has been very, very up and down, but only 4K against O'Brien. Good price point as well. So some nice lower 4K options at third base if you're looking to go that direction. Going below 4K, though, it looks a little less attractive down here. Dylan Moore, the Seattle Mariners, is up to 3,100. He's third base outfield eligible. Not lighting the world on fire, but better than he was earlier this year. But he's down here at 31 if you're looking for a kind of a punt at the position. Otherwise, Charlie Culberson of Texas hits lefties extremely well. Should be in the lineup with Packy Naughton on the bump. He's 2,700. That's a very good buy. I'd rather have Charlie Culberson over Dylan Moore if I'm looking for a third base punt. Shortstop position on this slate, you got Carlos Correa at 57, but Bo Bichette at 56, not too shabby against Taillon, who's coming back from the IL. So he'd be one to definitely take a look at. But you can save a few dollars. Tim Anderson had the day off on Monday. He should be back in the lineup on Tuesday. He's 53. Alcides Escobar and Coors is 52. It's tough to pay that when you have Anderson at 53 or Corey Seager at 52 or even B. Craw at 51 or Bogarts at 5K. Like, that's a great price point, especially if you're stacking Boston. Really good spot there for Bogarts. You got Trevor Story and Coors at 46 versus Patrick Corbin. Used to be automatic to play a lefty, Story versus a lefty and Coors, but he's been disappointing. Still a good price point and a good matchup if you want to go to some Trevor Story time. Cheaper plays, though. Nicky Lopez at 41. He's been nothing short of outstanding. He makes for a good cash game play because he's not breaking the bank and brings a great floor to the action, so I don't mind some Nicky Lopez at 41. Willie Adames at 35 versus Waino is okay if you really want to. Cheaper options, though, below 3,500. Paul DeJong, probably not. Andres Jimenez had a big game Monday. He's $2,900, second base shortstop. If you're fading Brady Singer, Andres Jimenez is a very nice value at $2,900. Otherwise, there's really not a ton down here out the gate until lineups get released. Outfield position, 13-game slate. You'll have a lot of options for you here. Love Bryce Harper at any night. He's 6Ks. He's one of the MVP candidates. You can look at his direction, but Juan Soto and Coors at 59. I don't care about lefty-lefty. Jordan Alvarez versus Walker at 58 is phenomenal as well. Lou Bob at 55 is very strong. Judge, I don't mind a Yankee stack versus Ryu. You got Josh Bell. Castellanos went deep on Monday. He's a good play. Like, these are all stack pieces. Like, if you want a one-off, it's Juan Soto. That's my guy. Otherwise, these are all stack pieces right here. Kyle Tucker at 51, stack piece. But when you drop below the 5K, I mentioned Kyle Schwarber earlier at 49. He's very, very much in play against Zimmerman. Like that one a lot, actually. Stanton at 47, if you're stacking up against Ryu, is in play. Teoscar's been swinging a hot bat. He's 46 versus Taillon. I'm going down below 45 now. I can't believe Miles Straw's up to 4,500. I cannot stomach that price tag. I'm sorry. That ain't happening. But some cheaper options for you. AJ Pollock's swinging it well. He's 44 versus Darvish. But Tyler O'Neill at 43. It is Woodruff. I don't see him going too deep in this game. Could be totally wrong. But O'Neill's been on fire. He's $4,300. Lamont Wade Jr. Hit and probably cleanup for the Gigantes. He's 43. That's a really good price point. Same with Yaz at 43. With Brandon Belt getting a fracture in his hand. Wade probably moves to first base, so that'll open up some more playing time for some of these other players in the outfield potentially. Or Wilmer Flores goes to first base. We'll have to wait and see. Or Chris Bryant can go to first base. So we'll see what the Gigantes do there. But Wade at 43 and Yaz at 43, both really solid plays. Prefer Wade over Yaz, but I like them both if you can fit them in there. Renfro at 42 is outstanding versus Zimmerman. Big fan of that one because when you look at Zim, let me find him real quick before I keep going on and on and on. He's coming off the IL for one, and he's a lefty. So we know that Renfro, our boy at 42 versus the lefty Zimmerman, and then not to mention Baltimore's bullpen, Camden Yard, perfect storm situation there for Renfro at 42. Some other options, Lane Thomas and Coors is only 41. I like that one a lot for you. Eloy Jimenez went deep on Monday. He's only 4K. That's a good value. And Benintendi at 39 had a nice Monday. That's a great value versus Savali. So, again, good price tags if you don't want to pay all the way up at this position. Same with most every other position. But you got some options in the outfield. Austin Hayes at 35 if you're fading Chris Sale is a good tournament play. Jared Kelenic at 34. Bassett's on the bump. He only went 48 pitches last time. Don't see him going super, super long on this start either. Cheaper, like bottom 3Ks into the 2K range. You got Harrison Bader at 3K. He's on a tear right now. Yadiel Hernandez at 3K is on a tear as well, but Bader's is just crazy at $3,000. It is a tough matchup versus Woodruff, but it is quite intriguing to see how that plays out. Jose Siri's $2,900 for Houston. Should get a lot of run this final week. Dylan Carlson's 28. Garrett Hampson got hit in the face, and I think it was Hampson, though. So keep an eye on that situation. That was scary on Monday night. Matt Vierling's 2,700. That's we talked about him earlier at first base. He's first base outfield eligible. Oscar Mercado's 27 if you're fading Singer, but not really running to that. Hunter Dozier, though, a first base outfield at 26. I like him for outfield value, not first base, but outfield value is nice when it comes to Doge. Steven Duggar at 25 if he cracks the Giants lineup. Sam Hillier's 25 for the Rockies as another option. DJ Peters at 25 as a potential value. Harold Ramirez is starting to swing. Bradley Zimmer hit a bomb on Monday off his brother, Kyle Zimmer. He's $2,400 against Singer on Monday. Cole Calhoun's a good value at 23, even though it's Luke, it's against Logan Webb. Calhoun's still a nice looking value there at 2,300. Brent Rooker at 23 versus the lefty Alexander is one you could take a peek at. Friedel of Cincinnati is only $2,200. He's been playing a lot in the outfield for the Reds. Super, super cheap price tag. Brandon Marsh's been leading off a lot for the Angels. He's $2,200 versus Lexi. If he's leading off again, that's outstanding value in that one. And there might be a few more guys down here, but just kind of wait and see what drops in the lineups. Recapping the pitching real quick on this slate, guys I'm targeting so far, Wheeler at 10.5, Sale at 94, Morton at 92, Buehler 91, Webb 89, Singer at 83. I don't mind your Woodruffs, your Wainos, your Savalis, your Urquidy's, but those are the main ones I'm looking at. If you're looking to punt, Freeland's in play at 8,700 or at 5,700. Stacks on this slate, love Boston versus Zimmerman. Really big fan of that. Don't mind Yankees versus Ryu. That's a nice target. You know, Jays are always in play too, but I prefer the Yankees side there. Detroit, Minnesota. I kind of like some of the Minnesota value with guys like Donaldson and Sano and company, but not running to play it. I still like Boston a lot more in that scenario. Texas versus Packy Naughton can be some nice value as well. The Cincinnati and Chicago game both bring good options there. I like both sides of that. Prefer the Cincinnati side against Ronaldo Lopez, but both very nice looks there. Don't mind, obviously, Coors Field. Prefer the Washington side. I mean, the Colorado side versus Corbin, but both are very much in play. Don't mind a little Gigantes action. But other than that, it's pretty much Boston, that Cincy one, Coors Field, and then a few other spots here and there on this slate. So that'll wrap it up, folks. 13 games on your Tuesday in the books. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, again, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Hit me up in the Fantasy DJs Discord if you have any other questions in there as well. Also, check out Bench with Bubba. You got for your season-long fantasy baseball content. We're already kicking off 2022 chatter as well. Give a rate and review to MLB DFS Quick Hits and Bench with Bubba. If you're into PGA DFS Golf, the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and DFS Golf Gods. Previewing the 2022 Sanderson Farms. We're recording that one on Tuesday, so be ready for that to drop Tuesday afternoon for you. Other than that, PrizePicks.com, promo code Bubba gets you a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. And good luck, everybody. I'll be back to you guys on Wednesday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 28th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.